parlor, lounge, and cocktail lounge. Hotels of the era typically had rather small guest rooms and large inviting public spaces. That, plus the major's philosophy of making his patrons feel at home, inspired creation of four lounges and writing rooms. This room, recreated in the style that was popular at the time, contains heavy, comfortable, and practical furnishings of muted colors, pattern-on-pattern fabrics, and includes a few family pieces, such as the piano. Conversation was a favorite indoor pastime, as was reading, playing music, needlework, and letter writing, although entertainment in the form of the phonograph and the radio was becoming popular. This room, which was the Thomas family's parlor and one of Hotel Thomas's lounges, illustrates these points. When Gainesville went wet in 1963, this room took on yet another persona as part of the Cornish Arms Cocktail Lounge, with the adjacent porch enclosed to enlarge the space. The enterprise was awarded Liquor Permit No. 1 in Alachua County. It became a popular part of the local scene and remained in business till the hotel closed in 1968, with the old family piano still in its accustomed place. Please take the stairs to the second floor and enjoy the artwork in the mezzanine gallery, as well as Major Thomas's bedroom in room 206. Press 20 pound when you're ready to begin your upstairs tour.